Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your love, your goodness, and your mercy. We thank you for your hand on us and your spirit within us. We thank you, Lord God, that the words that I speak, that revelation knowledge will flow far beyond those words. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory, and we desire to grow in your love and in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. We've been talking about the echo of God's love. And we said we found that over in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. In the Passion Translation, it says, "Above all, constantly echo God's intense love for one another, for love will be a canopy over a multitude of sins." Wow, that's so true. When we focus on God's love, then we don't want to sin. We just don't want to. It's because we're focusing on how much he loves us and that love that he has for us. And then the other verse we looked at was, well, several of them, but 1 John chapter 4, and we said verse 19. And today I'm going to read that one from the Passion Translation. It says, "Our love for others is our grateful response, our response, that echo, to the love God first demonstrated to us." See, we love him because he first loved us. Isn't that wonderful? All right, praise God. That's what we desire to do, is to love other people. I'm going to read something I've already read before, but this jumped off the page again. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. I know several episodes ago we talked about this, but I'm going to read this and then we'll move on. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 from the Passion Translation. You know, I normally don't recommend different books or translations. I rarely do that. But this Passion Translation has really opened my eyes to some things. It's helped me so much. I remember when the Amplified, now they call it the Amplified Classic, came out, because there's another version of it. But the Amplified Classic came out, I used to joke and say, well, the Amplified does half your meditating for you. And it really does. I mean, it just brings out so much, or at least it seems to. But anyway, in the Passion, they really took some time with this and really brought out some things that helped me. This is why I like translations so much. 1 John 4, verse 7, "Those who are loved by God, let his love continually pour from you to one another, because God is love. Everyone who loves is fathered by God and experiences an intimate knowledge of him." I want to stop right there. Listen, if you and I are having challenges in our faith, if we're having challenges keeping peace in our lives, just in our minds, or if we're having challenges with selfishness or whatever, we need to look back and refocus our lives on how much God loves us, period. Perfect love casts out fear, and all those things are fear-based. But love, you know, when we walk in love, we're walking in faith. Faith works by love. It's so important to remember that. We've been talking about selfishness and how we should be walking in selflessness and overcoming selfishness. And there's a book I talked about. Let me see if I can get it here. All right. This book's called The New Kind of Love by E.W. Kenyon. And I just want to read a couple of quotes from it today. This might be a shorter episode. Of course, I might get to teaching a little bit more and might be a longer episode. But this book is called The New Kind of Love, by E.W. Kenyon. And some of even the chapter titles are amazing. But in this one chapter, it's chapter 11. It says, the title of this chapter is "Selfishness is Absorbed in Love." We've talked a good bit about doing nothing from selfishness. In fact, Philippians 2, verse 3 says, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves." Goes on to say, I think verse 3, "Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others." See, we look so much to the mind of the flesh. Like in Romans 8, 5, it says, "For those who are according or who are mindful of the flesh, think about the things of the flesh. But those who are according or walking in the Spirit, they think about the things of the Spirit." And we know that to think on the things of the flesh is the wrong direction. But when we think on the things of the Spirit, we're going in the right direction. And love, selfishness is of the natural or the flesh, and love is of the Spirit. So selfishness is absorbed in love is the title of this chapter. I'm just going to read a couple of comments or a few comments out of that so that we can focus on them. Kenyon writes this, "It is almost impossible for a man or woman to be healed whose mind and heart are filled with hatred." Now, that's a statement, isn't it? Many of us are believing God for healing, but what is our mind filled with? Our heart may be filled with the love of God, but remember over in 1 Thessalonians 5:23 that man is spirit, soul, and body, and that soul is made up of the mind, will, emotions, and intellect. And when you look at that and you think, wait a minute, is my soulish realm, my mind, am I angry at someone? Am I bitter? What emotions are ruling me? That's why it's so important to listen to your spirit and let that spirit man dominate you and control you with the love of God. Not let your emotions react to what people say. Wow. How many times have I had to repent about that? But let's move on. God doesn't remember it, so I won't either. So if I want to receive my healing from God, and again, we thank God for the doctors, both Joanne's mom, my wife Joanne, and my mom were both medical nurses. And we thank God for that, and we know that thank God for medical science. At the same time, we thank God for Dr. God, we could call him. I mean, for God, he's our great physician, and he provides healing. He can provide it through medical science. He can provide it through his word and his spirit alone, but a combination of the both. It just depends on where our faith is and how we are led to receive. But it's important for us to realize what Kenyon is saying here. If we're walking out of love, if our mind is filled, our minds and our hearts are filled with hatred, how are we going to receive our healing? Oh my goodness, that is so important. Let me read a couple more real quick here. Let's see what we got. Love, this is a simple three-word sentence. Love is reality. Think about that. Love is reality. See, Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." And the word truth there can also mean reality. So many, many years ago, it hit me. If Jesus is reality, then everything else outside of him that does not line up with the word that comes at me is a lie. It's not reality. It's non-reality. So with the enemy, when the devil tries to lie to you, and as I like what one of my favorite Bible teachers, Sherman MacArthur, says, he quotes Bill Gilham in a book. He says that the devil will many times use the first person singular, like, well, you're thinking it's your thoughts, like, "Oh, I shouldn't do this," or "I'm so bad." And all of a sudden, that's coming from the enemy, but he's disguising it in your mind, so you think it's coming from you. And either case, it's bad, isn't it? but love is reality. Let's get back on topic here. All right, let's move on. Another one. Selfishness. E.W. Kenyon writes this: "Selfishness is the outlaw in the realm of love. It breaks into that realm." What realm? The realm of love. "It seeks to dethrone love and take its crown." Wow. Here's another one. "There's only one force able to conquer selfishness and destroy its effectiveness in the lives of men. That force is the new kind of love. It's agape, the Greek word. It's unconditional love. It's not human love. It's unconditional." And you see, that's the only kind of love that can conquer selfishness and destroy, not only that, but destroy its effectiveness in the lives of men. And isn't that what we've been talking about? Is selfishness, taking authority over selfishness. That's how we do it, with the love of God. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your love. We want your love. We know that selfishness, as Kenyon wrote, is absorbed in love. It's disintegrated by the love of God. The love that wants to give. And that's the kind of love that we want to flow in. And we ask for your help, and we surrender our self desires to be led by you this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.